This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, June 10th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. House GOP rolling out ag spending bill. Black Sea turmoil still having impact. And who spends the most on food? House GOP takes another whack at spending. The House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee is set to roll out its fiscal 25 spending bill as the House GOP makes another run this year at slashing domestic spending programs. The subcommittee, scheduled to vote tomorrow on the FY25 agriculture bill that funds USDA, FDA, as well as the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Last year, the FY24 ag bill flopped on the House floor because the cuts were so deep, some farm district Republicans joined Democrats to oppose the legislation. For more on the spending battle and this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Grain, dairy prices push FAO index higher in May. An index of global food commodity prices rose nearly 1% in May, led by higher prices for grains and dairy products. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization's food price index rose 1.1 points to 120.4 last month, still down 3.4% from its level 1 year ago and nearly 25% below the peak reached in March 2022, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Still, the war in Ukraine continues to affect grain prices. The FAO said the damage to Black Sea infrastructure contributed to a 6.3% increase in the grain price index in May, although concerns about poor crop conditions in parts of Europe, North America, and the Black Sea region were the biggest driver of the rise in prices. The dairy price index rose 1.8% in May, driven in part by increased demand ahead of the summer season. Prices for beef, pork, sugar, and vegetable oils all fell last month. Looking ahead, the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the Consumer Price Index Wednesday. That will provide the latest read on U.S. supermarket prices. By the numbers, Alaskans spend the most on groceries. About 45% of America's food spending goes toward groceries for home consumption. That's according to a study from the USDA's Economic Research Service. Americans spend $7,102 on food per capita in 2023, $3,179 of that going for food eaten at home. Alaskans spend the most on groceries, $4,157, West Virginians spending the least at $2,503 per person. Sales of food eaten at home were the highest in the Northwest and Mountain West, with Washington, Colorado, Oregon, and Utah following Alaska in the top five. Residents of Illinois, Minnesota, Indiana, and Oklahoma followed West Virginia in spending the least on groceries. The median state was Kansas, $3,130 a person. Take note, this won't be a surprise to many of our readers, but the nation's capital leads the way when it comes to spending on eating out. People in Washington, D.C. spent $10,644 per person on food away from home in 2023, followed by Nevada at $6,907 and Hawaii at $6,679. USDA economists say the case of D.C., the numbers likely reflect spending by tourists as well as commuters. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bayer, plaintiff's lawyers, to keep fighting in Pennsylvania over verdict and damages. Bayer says it will continue to appeal a verdict in a Pennsylvania Roundup case despite winning a reduction in damages from $2.25 billion to a total of $400 million. While the court's decision reduces the unconstitutionally excessive damage award, we still disagree with the ruling on the liability verdict, as the trial was marred by significant and reversible errors that misled and inflamed the jury, the company said after the judge's ruling last week in the Philadelphia Court of Commons Pleas. Lawyers for the plaintiff also said they would appeal, telling the Philadelphia Inquirer they planned to seek a reinstatement of the full jury award. John McKivison developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup to kill weeds on his property for about 20 years, his lawyer said when the initial verdict was reached in January. Senate ag economist challenges Stabenow on farm bill spending increases. The economist for the Senate Ag Committee Republicans, John Newton, says Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow's statement that criticized the House Farm Bill's proposed Title I spending needs to be put into perspective. Stabenow said last week of the proposed increases, quote, "We've never had a 70% increase in the Farm Bill for anything." She also said most of the benefits would flow to southern producers. Newton told AgriPulse that since the 2018 Farm Bill, quote, "The baseline for nutrition programs has increased by 85%. That's $585 billion in new nutrition program baseline due to the Thrifty Food Plan. And then the conservation baseline, when you add the Inflation Reduction Act dollars, has gone up about 160%. Newton continued, "Farmers have had to rely on an outdated farm safety net for some time, as evidenced by the amount of ad hoc support we've had to deliver. The House bill takes a step in the right direction." Now keep in mind, the committee's top Republican, John Bozeman of Arkansas, he'll be releasing soon his proposed farm bill framework. He has said it will be very similar to the House ag bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, June 10th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.